So today we're going to discuss a one-part close, what that looks like, and I like to refer to it as the anatomy of the call. That doesn't mean the study of the body in this sense. In a way, it's the study of the body of the call, how you break that down. And ideally, for most of you, you will have taken these calls before. It's a one-part close. You're selling your thing. I strongly, strongly advise you to get inside the blueprint. It's free because I have an exact diagram of how this is laid out. I've sketched it. So it makes perfect sense. So if you're listening to this, I would click below, click the link. It's absolutely free. Put your details in and you'll get access to the course. And inside the sales strategy that I teach, again, absolutely free, you will see a diagram that will talk you through exactly what I'm going to discuss today on this call, on this podcast episode. And you can follow along in more detail. What you should do, put your details in, scroll down to the sales strategy, and then take a screenshot of the pinned download that I have in there, and you can visually follow me through for the next 10-15 minutes. Makes sense. Cool. So we're talking through a one-part close, and first of all, it goes without saying whether you do one or two-part close will depend on the strategy of what you're selling and how, for example, if I book a call with someone and the premise of the call is to discuss the program that I'm selling, then there's probably no need to have a two-part close. On the flip side of the coin, if I am getting someone on a call because I want to have a brief conversation about X, Y, and Z, then you pitching them immediately on that call is going to be a little bit more challenging. I'm not saying it can't be done. It absolutely can be done. So you just want to figure out whether it's a one or a two-part close. I'm going to go through this episode going through a one-part close. Then I'm going to go through a two-part close. And then I'm going to have a discussion in a third episode how you can navigate from one to the other and when you should decide which one to use depending on what you're doing. So the next few episodes are going to be super useful for you to try and figure that out. In this episode, of course, we're going to go through the one-part close, the strategy, the anatomy, what that looks like. So if hopefully by now you'll have gone in, you'll have got access, and you'll have screenshotted what I'm going to talk you through. But essentially, you start off in a connection period. What I mean by that is you're, let's say, building rapport. You have a connection with the individual for about 5 minutes or so. Now, for me, the connection period is not, let's say, how is your day? It's like, why are we here? Like, what problem are we trying to solve? What is the goal of the call? Like, why are we communicating today? And then for the next 5 minutes, minute 5 to minute 10, you want to get an understanding of the individual. You want to get an understanding, a brief summary in your mind of whether this is someone that you can close or not, whether this is someone who is actively looking for a solution or not, whether someone actually has a problem at all, whether someone is in an existing program with a competitor. All of these things should happen between minute 5 and minute 10 in your mind. Because on minute 10, you're going to spend the next 30 minutes or so going through each of these three boxes that I'm going to discuss with you guys in a little bit of detail. The first one is problem awareness. In other words, you need to understand and communicate and figure out if this person actually has a problem. Then, if they do, you're going to discuss and communicate solution awareness, what they feel the solution to that problem would be. And then and only then would you potentially navigate into product awareness. So let's just make it super simple. If, let's just say, you're a female in her 40s and you feel like you're pretty overweight and you really want to lose weight, and let's say you're 3 or 4 stone overweight, The problem, goes without saying, is that you are holding too much weight. The cause of the problem could be multiple things, but the problem essentially is that, you know, you're overweight, it's causing you to feel a certain way, your health is suffering, you're not performing well, you know, you're not comfortable taking your clothes off and, you know, wearing a bikini, whatever it may be. That's the problem, right? So the cause of the problem is, okay, that's a little deeper and you can go into that for sure. But the goal is to be, first off, problem aware. And really importantly, you need to communicate with the individual what the problem is and agree. Because if the other person feels like such and such is a problem and you think that such and such such is a problem, then you're not in alignment and the prospect doesn't feel heard. So once you've boxed that off as, I agree, problem aware, makes sense, this is what it is, you then navigate into solution awareness. And essentially that means, okay, what would be the solution to losing that weight? Now, that isn't your program. That is not your program. The solution is the mechanism or what needs to happen. So for this individual, it could be quite simple. It could be she needs to, you know, go for a few walks. As silly as that sounds, you know, if you increase your daily expenditure, your non-exercise activity thermogenesis over the space of a year by just walking a little more, you could easily lose that weight. Now, for some people. So it could be as simple as that. It could be the solution could be she needs to be more active. The solution could be she needs to stop drinking 20 pints on the weekend. It could be she needs to stop having takeaways four nights a week. It could be that she needs to meal prep. It could be that she needs to, meditate because maybe she has trauma and she turns to food to alleviate her trauma. Whatever the solution is, you need to communicate that with the individual and both agree. Okay? Then and only then do you discuss the product, and the product would be the program that you're selling. But the program, the product, needs to implement the solution that you discussed to solve the problem. An example would be if you sell a carnivore program and this woman is overweight, and you know in your mind that if she went carnivore, right? If she went carnivore, she would eat way less calories, she wouldn't eat junk, and she would lose the weight and solve the problem. That's all well and good, but if this woman doesn't want to eat carnivore, then the solution just doesn't match. So you need to essentially align your product, hopefully, to be the solution to solve the problem. But you can't force that on someone. What you need to do is you need to ask really good questions to try and uncover whether that's true or not. I'll give you a B2B or a business example. Let's just say we help entrepreneurs and executives scale on LinkedIn, which we absolutely do. We absolutely, and this is why the course is free, we do not need to sell our product, our program. We do not need to do that. It sells itself. What we sell is the solution, and the solution is LinkedIn. We don't need to sell our product, because if you buy into the fact that LinkedIn is where the highest quality leads and prospects hang out, which is true, of course, logically makes sense, to solve what problem? Well, the fact that you can sell a $5,000 or $7,000 fitness program or health optimization program with higher quality clients who adhere, who are motivated, who are driven, who are going to take action. You don't need to coach dozens and dozens of people at $200 a month. They're not needy. They're not messaging you all the time because they're so busy. It's very easy to find them because you can actually do searches on LinkedIn. So you can specifically target people who are earning a certain amount. You can literally do the exact same thing that you're doing on Instagram, book calls, close calls, just with people who are way more qualified, and you'll never get a, I can't afford it objection, or it's too expensive or I don't have money. You will never get that. So that's the solution. The solution is LinkedIn to those problems. We don't ever need to sell our product or our program, because if someone wakes up and sees that LinkedIn is a really, really good place that you should be spending some time in your business, we're, as far as I know, we're the only people in the world who help fitness professionals at the level that we help them with to do that on LinkedIn. So we don't need to solve any, you know, drastic problem or push our program on anyone. We just need to show people how amazing LinkedIn is. So when we talk through the process, we just sell the solution, and the solution is LinkedIn. So all of, let's say, the blueprint below, you know, most of the content that I put out is obviously helping people solve the very fundamental issues in their business, but it's gearing them towards higher quality prospects and learning how to sell, learning how to communicate. The best place to do that is where you're going to get paid to do so. So that is the process, essentially. Now, come back to the anatomy of the call. So just to recap, the first 5 minutes is building the connection and why you're on the call. The next 5 minutes is you understanding what the prospect, be it weight loss, be it muscle building, whatever it is that you do to help your clients, to figure out like where they're going to be. Then you need to tick off two boxes next. Again, we said problem awareness and solution awareness before going into the third box, which is product awareness. Now, just before you transition into product awareness, you need to be very, very certain, right, that they're problem aware and you agree. You need to be very, well, in alignment with the prospect that they're solution aware, that they agree with the solution. And at that point, and only at that point, should you ever discuss your program and your product. If you're convinced that they are problem aware and they are solution aware, then the logical next step is to have a program or a product that solves that problem with the solution mechanism that you guys discussed. Now, once you go through your offer, that's when you go through your offer, product awareness, you will naturally have certain hesitations, questions, you could say objections, but that's when you really try and identify those. Now, if you get through a call and you get to this point and you're terrified of objections, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. The sales call only really starts when the first objection pokes its head up. You need to get into that mindset, because your goal through the call should be looking for objections, looking for reasons why this person feels they shouldn't do it, and addressing those. You know, I don't like the phrase breaking objections, to be honest. I know we all use it. I would prefer use a phrase like putting their mind at ease, or communicating the challenge that they foresee isn't really that much of a challenge. And most objections, as I've spoke about before, are not actually objections, they're just complaints. You then go through any and all of the potential objections that you may have with the prospect. And once you get an affirmed agreement, you then button it in. And what that button in is essentially where you, you know, get them onboarded, get them set up, which really reduces buyer's remorse. That's a very simple overview of what that looks like. There's a lot more training, obviously, in the blueprint. So have a look in there. You'll be able to download the screenshot of what that looks like. I've consulted for, you know, dozens of some of the best sales teams in the world at this point. And something that they did was the image that's in that in the blueprint, they actually screenshotted it and put it in front of them when they're on the call, so they can see minute by minute where they should be during that process. So I'd highly recommend you have a look at that. In the next episode, we're going to go through a two-part close, what that anatomy looks like, what that structure looks like. And then obviously after that, we'll go through another episode on which of the two you think you should use, depending. And again, there's obviously more cheat sheets on that as well in the blueprint too. So hope that's useful. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.